My name is Ketsia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner, and this dictation is for Diana Quillen. Diana Quillen, DianaQuillen. This dictation was done on October 20th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. This CKD is stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, as well as renal syndrome related to or secondary to the AD period. The patient also has a history of autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis, as well as Crohn's, which also may impact the kidney functions, period. The recent renal function test revealed a BUN of 18 from 16, creatinine of 0.83 from 0.86, and a GFR of 70 from 67. There is no evidence of non-selective proteinuria with a urine protein to creatinine ratio of 152 milligrams. Period. There is also no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments. Period. She denies any urinary symptoms and is feeling well overall. Period. She is euvolemic and has stable blood pressure and weight. Period. Number two, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.4, period. The patient reports consumption of high potassium intake and is advised to reduce her overall intake of foods high in potassium, period. We provided her with a list of foods to limit, and she verbalizes understanding, period. We will order a BMP to repeat the serum potassium level in 2 to 4 weeks, and the patient will contact us after completing the blood work so we may review the results, period. Next line, hypercalcemia with serum calcium of 10.5, period. She is currently taking vitamin D supplements. We advise her to discontinue the vitamin D supplements for now due to the serum calcium of 10.5. We will order ionized calcium level and as well as mineral bone disease workup to rule out primary hyperparathyroidism as a source of, as the reason for her elevated calcium level, period. Next line, hypomagnesemia with serum magnesium of 1.8. This is likely related to her chronic diarrhea, secondary to her Crohn's disease, period. We will continue to monitor for now, period. Next line, hypothyroidism with normal thyroid levels. We will repeat the thyroid panel for the next visit period. We encourage her to continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is currently stable on the present regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 152/71, period. Continue with the current regimen and decrease overall intake of sodium to 2 grams and 24 hours, as well as fluid intake to no more than 45 ounces in 24 hours, period. Next line, history of inoperable meningioma of the left frontal lobe, managed by the PCP. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has been stable for the patient with the A1C of 7.5%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, coronary artery disease status post cardiac cath without stent. She follows with Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-A-R, her cardiologist, period. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. End.